Hello, and it is another week in the journey to holiness as we begin to teach you an essential tool for how to become successful in life. Much of our success really is already, as the children will say to you, on lockdown because you've not found a way to become free from past bondages. Well, this week's Anchor of Holiness is going to change all of that. It's going to give you an opportunity to begin to think logically and spiritually so that you can move on to a better and bright future that the Lord has planned for you. This week's Anchor of Holiness says, I would like for you to center your emotions on good things. Don't waste time rehashing the past. Well, now this particular goal is going to be a little bit more difficult for those of you who become comfortable with harboring emotions. Well, as you begin to sign your own peace treaty, it's going to be important for you to spend this week in the introspection as you begin to look at how to release your crutches, how to begin to center your emotion on good things. Think about the feelings that you can have when you think of the good things rather than really concentrating on the negative things. Well, you might ask, how do I do this? I'm going to share with you in the scriptures and give to you 10 steps to freedom from past bondages. Well, these tips are going to be found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. In these verses, I'm going to show you how you can do the same thing that Apostle Paul did and how he began to be so victorious because he employed the 10 steps to freedom from past bondages. The first of these steps has to do with the thought that has been taken in verse 7. Step 1 really said to us that we should gain an understanding that will let us know that we are going to count everything that we've gained, our own self-righteousness, our own pleasures, we're really going to count that as lost for Christ. Well, how do you do that? That simply means get your past into proper perspective. It is not important about what happened in your past. What is more important is how you're going to become victorious in Christ in your future. So on the way to beginning to get to your freedom from past bondages, again, your first step is that you're going to actually begin to get your past into proper perspective, now counting all of your gains and attainments as lost for Christ. Not literally in the sense that they don't exist, but to the sense that they don't bear the control over your future. Then the second step to this emotional and serious journey toward freedom from past bondages is don't be impressive or heroic, but rather you're going to build a faith in Christ. In verse 9, Apostle Paul really gets to the point that he says that he's not really having his own self-righteousness. He began to actually look at himself in light of what God would do for him. So the second step I'd like for you to glean is that I don't want you to begin to consider yourself as impressive, saying, oh, I can do this, everything is fine. Don't try to be impressive or heroic, but I'd rather that you would build a strong faith in God so that regardless of what happens, you can actually move forward. The third step, it's going to be found there in verse 3 as the model. Seek to really know Christ and his provision. When you spend time in the Bible and you spend time looking at what God's will is for your life, when you really know him, it's impossible for you to spend time holding on to past and using those situations as a way to keep you down because you're going to be looking forward to the future. You're going to know that God has promised you provision. And when you really get to know him, you're going to find out that your past no longer has the strength to bind you and to keep you mostly this short as it has. Then we're going to move to the fourth step. Relate to his suffering and garner optimism. Whatever you're going through, begin to think about the promises of Christ and how Christ himself, through the Lord Jesus Christ, actually was able to, through his own faith in his God, the God that we serve today, he was able to get victories, and even in his suffering, God delivered him and gave him a position of preeminence. And he's going to do the same thing for you. So as you get through this point, begin to relate to the suffering of Christ Jesus and to garner optimism. The fifth step in this process is to follow after the goals of true fellowship with Christ. Not only do you want to get to know him and the fellowship of his suffering, you want to be able to relate to him. You want to be able to have, as it were, a kindred spirit with Christ, knowing that whatever God has done for even his son, he's going to do the same for you, so that you don't even really need to hold on to that, because just as God has given Christ the victory, he'll do the same for us. Now, the next step in the process is to stay focused on the future. You're going to see this model in verse 13. It's actually getting to the point where Apostle Paul is saying that he actually is going to forget about what happened. Stay focused on the future. Begin to look forward. In verse 13 as well, it says, forgetting about the past problems. You see, these two steps go hand in hand. When you begin to focus on the future, it enables you to forget the problems of the past. And then the next step in this is to actually understand that before you can get to getting out of the process, it's going to be important for you to remember. Six is staying focused on the future. Seven, to forget past problems. And that wonderful bridge in verse 13 again is the second portion of step 8. It says, look expectantly to the future. Once you've forgotten about the past, you're staying futuristically inclined, you're going to look expectantly. Know that not only are you going to meet the future, but you're going to actually have an expectation that God is going to do exactly what he says. And then the ninth step, as I mentioned, is that you're going to persevere through hope and determination. Keep pressing. Keep moving. It may not even look wonderful, but if you keep your eye on the prize and you keep your eye on the promises, just remember to persevere, holding on to your hope and determination. Then you're going to reach the 10th step. You're going to seek God for his reward for your faithfulness. And so there you have it. There are 10 simple steps on how you can go from your actual past bondages to the freedom that God has in store. Again, number one, count everything that you've gained as lost. In other words, get your past into proper perspective. Step two, don't try to be impressive or heroic, but rather build a strong faith in God. The third step is to seek to really know God and his provision. Then you'll be able to move into the fourth step, which you're relating to his suffering, and from that, you're going to garner a sense of optimism because you know that he's able to do it. Step five, follow after the goals of true fellowship with Christ. You've got to be able to actually walk the talk. Then in step six, stay focused on the future. Regardless of what has happened in the past, keep your focus on the future. Then step seven, forget the past problem, because the more you think forward and futuristically, the less of an impact your past will have. Then step eight, look expectantly to the future. Once you've forgotten about the problems, you're focusing, look expectantly. Expect God to do what he said he's done. Then, in step nine, persevere. Keep on. Press forward. Keep going. Develop tenacity through hope and determination. And then finally, in step six, I think you should be so excited right about now to know that you're going to get the reward for your faithfulness. And so as you go through this week of personal introspection, and if you come to the point where you're greater than where you've been in a long time in your life, I'd like for you to be whole, be free, and be blessed.